Hallelujah. How was the presence of the Lord place? Hallelujah. How many is excited about being at church today? Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know today what today is? Can I see a hand anywhere? Anybody know what today is? Rosh Hashanah. How does that feel? All right. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. Yes. How many believes Jesus is coming? Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not going to be preaching on this, but Matthew chapter 24 is a whole chapter where Jesus dealt with a question about the end of time and what was happening. And in verse 34, it says, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." Hallelujah. This generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing that 70 years ago, hallelujah, the Jewish nation, hallelujah, the chapter 24 speaks about the budding of the fig tree, all of a sudden life coming. And 70 years ago, hallelujah, Israel became a nation, 1948. Let me read a little something else over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51. Hallelujah, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Does that ring a bell to you? "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I believe Jesus is coming.
Yes, sir.
I don't know when he's coming.
All right.
But I know there's a lot of signs connecting to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The dead being raised. Hallelujah, people being caught away. Hallelujah, I don't know how it's all going to happen. But I want to tell you, it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Rosh Hashanah started today on Sunday and will finish Tuesday, Lord willing. And I'm not telling you anything for sure except that Jesus is coming. I want to be ready for his coming. I don't know when he's coming. Hallelujah. I don't know what all is going to happen before it all comes together. I want to be saved. Don't you? Don't you want to be saved? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sure there's more than one that knew that this was Rosh Hashanah, but it looked like hardly any of us knew that at least a sign of the coming of the Lord the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And 70 is a very important number. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we can be ready for the coming of the Lord? Yeah. Hallelujah. Why don't we pray right now in Jesus' name? God, help us to be ready. Help us to be awake, Lord. Help us to be prepared, oh God. Lord, don't let the sun set with us asleep, oh God. We know, God, somewhere, very soon, Lord. Hallelujah. Many things are going to happen. They're already happening. Help us to be ready and awake and help us, oh God, to be living a close life with you, Lord Jesus, with great expectation in our heart. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13 through verse 15 and then verse 21 through verse 23. Hallelujah. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate. And narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And few there be that find it. I want to read this portion again over one more time with your thoughts. Hallelujah, of the end time. Hallelujah. And the importance of us doing what God wants us to do to the crossing of the T and the dotting of the I. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, everybody say many. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And few, everybody say few. Few there be that find it. So wide is the gate and broad is the way. And many will go in there. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. Life. Few there be that find it. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. God, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your promises of life everlasting. If we will obey you, if we will live for you and serve you. Of those here today that may not be prepared, I'm praying today, God, that you would visibly shake them and touch them and move on them. Jesus Christ, we believe you and we pray in the name of the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated. The Bible is a book of facts. It is a book of specifics. It is not a book that Darwin's theory of evolution can supersede. It's not a book of guesswork. It's a book of pure, authentic facts. I remember many years ago in a little English class, grammar school, we were taught the rules of spelling, grammar, and pronunciation, and learning the sounds. I happened to get injured during that time and missed a lot of it with an eye injury. But there were rules that were given, and the Bible is a book that there's no exceptions. There's no exceptions. We were taught the rules of spelling and pronunciation and grammar and all this. And then a few weeks later, when I came around, I found out that there were some exceptions to the ruse. These ruse had been presented as if they were beyond exception, that they were just what they were. They were unalterable facts. But then I found out that there are some things that are pronounced in the English language that does not follow the pattern of what we would use to pronounce and say according to the numbers what is being said. The Bible contains the greatest and most wonderful facts of life, unspeakable treasures of wisdom and hidden secrets of happiness is found in the Word of the Lord. I want to tell you the greatest life in all the world is the life that is lived according to the Word of the Lord. And so there's wonderful things that are promised in God's Word. Hallelujah. Nothing like a life-changing experience that's found in repentance. Hallelujah. When you come to an old-fashioned altar and fall on your knees and start repenting. Hallelujah. It's good news that there's a thing called repentance. That when you've been headed in the wrong direction, there can be an about face. There can be a turnaround. There can be a change in your life. It is a Bible fact that repentance revolutionizes people and the way they think and the way they live. Another great fact, hallelujah, there is nothing like the cleansing of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, there's a power, there's a salvation, there's a transformation, hallelujah, that comes, hallelujah, when we get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Another great fact is that there is nothing like the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When you have repented of your sins and you've been baptized in Jesus' name and you allowed all these works of the flesh to die in your life, and all of a sudden, as you begin to seek Him, hallelujah, there's a resurrection that comes. There's a Holy Ghost power that comes. Oh, I'm glad there's some facts of the Bible that are unchangeable. Hallelujah, the greatest promises of life are found within the pages of this Bible. I'm glad that many years ago I repented and I got baptized in Jesus' name and I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, it is a fact that you can receive the Holy Ghost today. There's nobody here today in such a bad shape your life cannot be transformed. We are not here to sign a card and shake a preacher's hand. We're not here to go through a few little exercises of religion. Hallelujah, we're here to take hold on what God has promised us. Oh, I want to live for Him. I want to serve Him. Hallelujah, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the last time I tried to preach this, I stayed right where I'm at right now and just forgot the rest of it. But I'm going to deal with the rest of it today, if the Lord willing. Hallelujah. It is a fact that we can receive the Holy Ghost and these great things can happen. But you don't have to read the Bible very long to find out that not everything in the Bible is pleasant. Not everything we read in the Bible, hallelujah, makes us feel good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some strong, sobering, stirring warnings that are found within the lids of this book that I preach out of. They're not to be skirted. They're not to be put aside. They're not to be, hallelujah, just put on a shelf somewhere and forget that, you know, it's a serious thing to stand before God. It's a serious thing to prepare yourself to meet God. Hallelujah. The Bible has many warnings concerning, hallelujah, living right and doing right and loving your neighbor and on and on and on and on and on it goes. Now, I'll tell you this, in this generation, most preachers want to preach that is pleasant. Hallelujah. They don't want to preach anything that is alarming, anything that is disturbing. Hallelujah. Anything that would cause them to not be able to sleep at night. Hallelujah. It was a while back that I was in a funeral service, and the pastor took the liberty, hallelujah, to just tell everybody, come on, let's all go to heaven together. That's where we're going. We're going to heaven. And he talked about heaven, and he talked about heaven, and he talked about heaven. And I'm glad that we can talk about heaven. But I want to tell you, there's another side of the story. And according to what I read here today, there's many people that are not going to be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am exercising love in my heart toward every person that's here that's not ready to stand before God. I'm here to shake you. I'm here to stir you. I'm here to make you feel uncomfortable. I don't want you to be going to hell. Hallelujah. Sit back in a rocking chair somewhere. It's time to wake up. It's time to realize I want to be right with God. I want to be right with God. I want to be right with God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to remind you today that Jesus preached more about hell than he did about heaven. Hallelujah. We're obeying God when we do it just that way. Because it's not our nature. Hallelujah. It's not our nature to enjoy the word of the Lord right straight the way it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. I read a passage of scripture here today that spoke of a wide gate and a broad way that led to destruction. That word destruction means total annihilation. It's not just getting a bump on your knee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he talked about that. And then he said, there's a straight gate and there's a narrow way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. And then he went on to say that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. You can say, Lord, Lord, all you want to. Hallelujah, but there's more to it than that. Hallelujah, a lot of people that uses the right language that sounds right for the apostolic church. Hallelujah, sometimes it's not what it really is supposed to be. Many will say, Lord, Lord, and he will say, I never knew you. I don't know who you're talking about. I never knew you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it, but wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in there. And I want to talk to you about five fearful facts this morning that you need to get in order in your life. First of all, not everyone is going to be saved. Not everybody's going to be saved. I evangelized 21 years trying to get people in altars and praying for them. It's not hard for me to cry. I am terrified when I think of hell. I'm disturbed when I think of hell. Here is a statement. Not everyone is going to be saved. We're not all on a parade. There's more on a parade in the wrong direction than there are the people that have sought the Lord and found the Lord. It's hard to believe that human beings are in hell. That there are human beings that's on their way to a lake of fire. It's still in the Bible. I'm going to tell you, a big percentage of people that claim to be Bible readers don't want to deal with the truth that not everybody's going to heaven. Everybody could go to heaven. Calvary was designed for everybody to be saved. But I want to tell you, God's not going to force you. It's a decision that you've got to make, and that's what makes us different from everything else in the world. We are human beings. And we have souls that are going to live forever and ever somewhere. And in the midst of all of this, there's warnings that try to wake us up and let us realize that we as individuals, every one of us, need to handle things the way they need to be handled. I want to be saved. I want to live for God. I want to help somebody else being saved. Hallelujah. I want people to live for the Lord. But not everyone is going to be saved. It's hard to accept it when you've prayed for people and you've wept for people and you've at times thought the very best of them, that yeah, they're going to get in the church and they're going to live for God and serve the Lord. It's a horrible feeling when you see somebody turn their back on the only saving message. Hallelujah. And they begin to live without hope. They live without any dream of going to heaven. They throw themselves, their soul, to the devil. Hallelujah. And so first of all, not everyone is going to be saved. It's a good chance that somebody in my family will be lost, or your family will be lost, or you will be lost, because not everybody's going to heaven. A God of love allows every one of us to do what we want to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preaching to somebody here today. Preaching to somebody here today. Hallelujah. The grains of time are dropping through the hourglass of life. The last piece is being put into the puzzle of somebody's world and their life. If you're lost, you'll be lost forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. He said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. You see, that many is on the side of that wide gate of destruction. Few is on the side of those that walk the narrow path. So if you look at that, you realize what that means after that some people are going to hell, is that more people are going to be lost than are saved. You might say, well, you know, I just feel like there's more good people in the world than there is bad people. Well, I'll tell you, I agree with that. I believe there's more good people in the world than there are bad people in the world. But you see, there's more to salvation than just being good. You can't be good enough, hallelujah, to go to heaven. It's got to be the mercy of God and the grace of God, the saving, abounding grace. Hallelujah. Yes, we do play a part in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But oh, to think that more people are going to be lost than are saved. Hallelujah. It's hard to believe most of the people we meet are going to go to hell. The guy at the mechanic shop and the woman at the supermarket. The little lady sitting in the rocking chair with her newborn baby rocking it. And all kinds of people that are good, sweet people are going to be lost. Why do you have to talk about this? Because it's in the Bible and it's right. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. We don't hear much about that anymore. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There's more people that are going to be lost than be saved. And yet there's good people. More than the bad, the murderers and the thieves and the robbers. Hallelujah. Romans 3 and verse 23. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Fell short. Hallelujah. There's some people expecting to be saved that are not going to be saved. They really believe they're going to heaven. They're expecting to be saved. Hallelujah. But a lot of these folks, they fall short. Hallelujah. Years ago, hallelujah, in Las Vegas, there was a hotel that caught on fire. It was the MGM Hotel. November the 12th, 1980, there was a fire that broke out. It was a high skyscraper type of hotel. This man gets locked close to the top. The building's on fire. People are being burned up. He tried to figure out a way to save himself. He found some sheets and he tied them together and he opened the window. And he tied the knot. And then he got hold of those sheets and he began to crawl down to the next story. He busted the window open, got it open some way. Crawled in, found sheets again. Went down another story and another story and another story. The crowd was screaming for him, trying to encourage him. You can do it. Until he got to the 10th floor of that once beautiful hotel. And when he went inside, the outside of that room was on fire. It was burning. It was heating up. The inside, he looked all over to find a sheet, to find material, to find something somewhere. He did not find it. Such a valiant effort, but yet he fell short. He fell short. There's people expecting to be saved that are going to be lost. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. They're convinced that they're saved. They question God. Hallelujah. We've lived a good life. We're sincere. Hallelujah. But you're wrong, my friend, if what you believe doesn't parallel with this Bible. Hallelujah. It's amazing that the verse said, you know, Lord, Lord. And he stands before the Lord God Almighty. And the Lord says, I never knew you. I never knew you. Hallelujah. People expecting to be saved. People that feeling good about theirself. Hallelujah. I hear it all the time. Well, you know, I'm trying to do my best. You know, I'm a good person. And hallelujah. You know, I believe everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. There's a man dying with cancer right now that I've been visiting him. I went and sat by his little chair there outside. And he's eaten up with it. And I know for sure that he had the Holy Ghost early in life, but he was taught from the church. You know, you don't have to have the Holy Ghost first. Number one, you don't have to have the Holy Ghost. You've got to believe on the Lord. You got to believe on him. And that's the way it is. And you get baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I sat by him a couple of weeks ago, the second time, and I've tried to convince him. You need to understand what the Bible says. It doesn't matter how we feel about it. It doesn't matter our opinion about it. Oh, he's so sure. He acts so convinced. You do you well. You know, I feel like everything's all right. He told me, he said, I'm a good man. I've tried to treat people right. And he got to talking about other people that hadn't lived right. And I reached out as far as I could reach. He may not even be alive today. He was so close. He is so close if he's alive. I'm trying to get him to realize you need to really know the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Lord said, hallelujah, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. What that means is not just shaking the preacher's hand. It's not just saying I made a profession of faith. It means that there has been a relationship between you and God Almighty. And you have surrendered everything you have to God. And he is number one in your life. You know him and he knows you. And that's the only way that anybody in this building is going to go to heaven. You're going to have to shake yourself. You're going to have to get honest with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Hallelujah. Just not getting baptized is enough to send your soul to hell. Hallelujah. 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 And so, not everybody's going to go to heaven. There's going to be people that are going to go to hell. More people are going to go to hell than go to heaven. I feel a little more conscious, a little more comfortable saying lost instead of hell. But we really need to think about hell. more people are going to go to hell than go to heaven. Some people are caught up in their religion. There are some people that are willing to die for their delusion. And they're expecting to be saved. Let me tell you another one. Some people sitting here today that you've allowed things to shift and change. You fooled with your theology about things. You're not as straight as you used to be. You want to kind of accommodate your children. You thought, you know, I know Jesus loves me. Some people expecting to be saved are going to be lost. Number four, no one will ever be saved or has ever been saved that waited till time run out. When time runs out, it's over with. No one will be saved after time has run out. Hallelujah. Several years ago, I went to Natchez, Mississippi. I remember being stirred and broken. This may sound crazy, but I pulled up to a cemetery, looked at the monuments, the headstones, the sea of people that have already gone their way and made their decisions. Hopefully somebody in the midst of the crowd, hopefully a family somewhere, made peace with the Lord. But I can tell you, when you've gone to the cemetery, time has run out. Time has run out. And lastly today, somebody's going to run out of time today. Somebody is going to run out of time today. It could be in this service. I have preached to people that left Sunday school to go to hell. Hallelujah. Some of you don't understand why I'm preaching the way I'm preaching. But I'm going to tell you something. You need to try to understand it. You need to grab hold of it. Hallelujah. Nobody's saved when time runs out. And time is running out today. Let's check the statistics again. Right at two people now. This is not current. It was 1.8 people pass into eternity every second. It's hell that's enlarged itself, not heaven. Hell has enlarged itself. I do want to tell you this. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. Not us. But we're utilizing it. When we ought to be thinking about it's not going to be long and I'm going home. When you feel the shiver of the Holy Ghost go up and down your spine, you realize that Jesus is embracing you and loves you and he cares for you and he's watching out for you and you are one of his and you can testify, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to just throw a little facts to you today. It doesn't matter how dirty you are. It doesn't matter how rebellious you are. It doesn't matter how much you resisted the Holy Ghost. It is a fact that if you'll repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins and get the sweet Holy Ghost in your life, you can go to heaven. You can go to heaven. You can go to heaven. Idi alabaya alabaya. Oh, shata yalaba kata yalaba hasanda yalaba hayai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a proven fact.
You can be here today and you can be all tied up with somebody else. Hallelujah. All upset, all offended at things and all that. But I want to tell you, you can repent today. I said you can repent today. If Rosh Hashanah is anything, it's a warning to us. It's a sign to us that Jesus is coming. It's a Bible fact that Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's a Bible fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, look how broad that is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whosoever will. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, Jesus loves us. There's been plenty of times, and there's it's always. I shouldn't say plenty of times. We never deserve God. Hallelujah. God makes up the difference for us. You don't have to figure it out today. It's a dangerous thing to put it off. Hallelujah. It's a dangerous thing to put it off. And I've been preaching about it for the last 3 or 4 weeks. You need to grab hold of it. Jesus loves us all. Jesus loves us all. Hallelujah. He'll make a way for you where there seemeth to be no way. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He'll be personal with every one of you. I want to tell you, it's time for somebody to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, it's time for me to pray. I want to be careful. I want every day to be careful. And especially today, I want to be careful. Hallelujah. Because today is the most important day right now. Here we are. We're breathing air and we're alive. And I'm warning you. Hallelujah. Don't be comfortable. Don't go to sleep. Why was it that hardly a hand went up? Yes, this is Rosh Hashanah. Hallelujah. All these other feast days that have been fulfilled at the right time, at the right day. Hallelujah. Let's stand today in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's find a place and pray. Let us find a place and pray. God, don't sit back. Not today. Don't sit back. Hallelujah. Find a place somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Find a place somewhere. Oh, God. You've given us the most precious promises of life, Lord. Hallelujah. Life's not over yet. It's not over yet. Come on, man. Come on, lady. Come on, young person. Oh, Shotoriana Bahaya. Hallelujah. One true confession to God will so change the picture. Hallelujah. You may not have time to name all the things that you've failed at, but oh, from the depths of your heart, you can say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, wash me with your blood, oh God. Cover me, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It would be a bad, terrible thought today. Hallelujah. It'd be a terrible thought for you to be standing here today and not get right. Oh, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, church, if you're ready, get your hands on somebody in a few minutes. Start praying with them. Love them. Oh, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, obey the whole gospel today. Obey the whole gospel today. Hallelujah, repent. Hallelujah. God, I'm sorry. That's the way it works. God, forgive me. I'm sorry, Lord. I want to be a Christian. I want to be Christ-like. Wash me, oh God. Send me a godly sorrow that worketh repentance into salvation. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be saved.